I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I've been promising this, and our CBS Sports soccer insider and writer was kind enough to wait a few extra minutes while we cleared some of your phones. But we're pleased to welcome Roger Gonzalez now. Ready to talk some World Cup. We're down to the final eight. And Roger, it feels like this World Cup has been full of surprises. I mean, you're someone who covers the sport extensively. From your perspective, what's the biggest surprise to come out of this tournament now that we're down to the quarters?
I think really it's just been how odd the bracket has shaped up. We've seen some surprises in the group stage that have resulted in, you know, really heavy on one side with teams that have won the World Cup before, and on the other side, you know, four teams left, three of them which have never won a World Cup. So there's an opportunity for a whole lot, you know, more surprises in this tournament, and we're going to get a surprise finalist no matter what.
When you look at some of the favorites who have gone out, who've lost, whether it be individuals, whether it be teams like defending champ Germany, is there a particular theme, maybe a common theme that stands out to you?
Well, for a lot of the teams, it's just been, you know, you can kind of relate it to other sports, too, when, you know, when the ball just doesn't go in. I mean, we've seen Argentina, Germany really struggle in attack, really lacking an identity to create chances. And obviously, you can't score goals, you can't do anything in this competition. And so for Argentina and Germany especially, they really struggled adapting to some newer players that they brought in, combined with some veterans, and I think that was a big part of both of them heading home early.
We've obviously lost some really big stars in this particular World Cup, in Ronaldo and in Messi. Who are the biggest stars? We're talking household names that are still remaining in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, Neymar is the biggest one of Brazil, one of the best players in the world. And after him, I mean, you know, the average fan might not be familiar with a lot of these guys, but you've got some really incredible players like Harry Kane of England, who plays at Tottenham, who leads the tournament with goals. Romelu Lukaku, Eden Hazard of Belgium, two fantastic players that play in the Premier League, just like Kane. But it's been pretty crazy to see Messi and Ronaldo out so early. I wasn't totally surprised, just because the teams they have around them aren't very good. I think they showed that by only making the last 16.
You mentioned Harry Kane, and he's been a guy who has scored a lot, had a hat trick. His name's been all over the place. This is his first World Cup as the English captain. What's impressed you most about what you've seen from him?
Yeah, you know, he's scored a lot on penalty kicks, and I don't, you know, put too much into that, just because, I mean, sometimes you're very fortunate to get those opportunities, but he's finished them. I mean, he's been so good from the spot. He's come up big with some goals in the run of play as well. And he's just somebody who I think has the potential to become one of the top players in the world. This is a guy who I didn't really believe much in a few years ago, and he's proven me wrong, consistently getting like 25 goals a season. He's got a great future with the English national team, and he's somebody I think they're looking at, you know, potentially being better than a guy like Wayne Rooney, who we're going to see here shortly in MLS. Now he's with DC United, but Kane has the potential to make a huge impact with England. You know, it's a team that hasn't won the World Cup since 1966. They're a long time, and they've got a shot.
Roger Gonzalez covers soccer, is covering the World Cup for CBS Sports, and you can find him on CBSSports.com. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. When you look at the teams that are remaining, who's playing the best football right now?
Brazil for me. And they're a team who, you know, like we've talked about with Germany and Argentina, have kind of struggled a bit in front of goal, but they've done a whole lot more than the other top dogs. And I think it's only a matter of time before they start clicking in attack. They've got three straight victories by 2-0. And so that defense has been very impressive as well. And with the experience that they have throughout their starting lineup, and, you know, after being destroyed by Germany in the semifinals of the last World Cup, I think they're hungry, and I think they have everything it takes to get to the final and win it. But they're on that difficult side where, you know, they'll face Belgium and then either France or Uruguay, and those are tough tests. But I think this team is going to do it. I just love everything that they have.
How would you describe the magnitude of the host country? In this case, it would be Russia, potentially getting to the semifinals or even the final match, the championship of the World Cup, as the nation that's hosting. What would that be like?
Yeah, it'd be crazy. I don't think anyone gave them much of a shot to get to the quarterfinals, let alone any further. And, you know, it's something we've seen before when we talk about countries that aren't really associated with, you know, the top-tier soccer nations. You know, South Korea, when they hosted in 2002 with Japan, South Korea made the semifinals, along with Turkey. That was a team that nobody thought would make it that far. So it's good for the sport sometimes to see these things because it gives hope to these teams that are simply less talented and less experienced compared to the bigger countries that obviously get a lot of the headlines. But I think, you know, Russia's in a spot where you have such a huge advantage, obviously, playing at home. Mm. And Croatia will be a difficult one. But they've got a chance to make the semifinals and potentially the final, and I don't think anybody saw that coming.
Is Russia the darkest of dark horses, or is there another that surprises you more?
Well, it's difficult because you've got, you know, I think half the teams remaining have won a World Cup before, and half of them haven't. So there's a huge chance at history. And, you know, I think even people looked at England and Belgium as a dark horse. That's kind of those second-tier teams that could possibly win the tournament. So it's really a last eight that's filled with four dark horses, maybe even five if you throw in Uruguay. And I just think we're going to see some more surprises in this tournament. And I think, you know, it's really one of those things where with how unpredictable this tournament has been, it wouldn't surprise me if we see a team, you know, like Sweden or Russia or Croatia in the final. But England certainly has a good opportunity, and no one gave them a shot before the tournament, but I think they've got a better shot than most people think.
Roger, we're obviously different in this country because we have so many major team sports, and soccer's not necessarily among the top five even. I mean, it's big when it's World Cup. I remember I did a show a few years ago about the number one sports achievement you'd like to see in your lifetime, and the men winning the World Cup, Team USA winning the World Cup, was actually the first choice among thousands of listeners. But it's not necessarily on the radar as much when it's not a World Cup year. What does it mean, though, to nations where football, soccer, is their number one sport to win a World Cup?
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely everything. And you know, there's only a handful of teams, really, that have won the World Cup. And so you look at, you know, the U.S. and what it would take to get there. It's hard to envision it happening on the men's side. Obviously, the women have done such an amazing job.
Right.
And for any country to win a World Cup, and we saw Spain do it in 2010 for the first time, you know, Germany adding another title. This is, you know, it's the dream of every soccer player from when they start playing to they get their first call up to the national team. I mean, for me, in any sport, there's no bigger prize in world sport than the World Cup. And so to wait every 4 years and to see the heartbreak of losing in the tournament or failing to qualify, I mean, this is something that changes legacies in an instance. And so for any country that can do it, I mean, that's just, I can't think of any higher honor in any sport.
Roger Gonzalez talking World Cup with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. You know, I can't help but think, and I'll admit, I'm not yet over the United States not qualifying for this World Cup. It still stings watching some of these games. But as I see the nations that have never won before still standing and so many of the favorites taken out, I can't help but wonder, shoot, how would the United States have done in this cup? Because it feels like it's really wide open. When you think about Team USA and some of these other nations that are still alive, would we have had a chance? Roger, would we have had a chance?
Well, I think the U.S. would have done better than Panama and than Costa Rica. And, you know, with how these things play out, I mean, we've seen the U.S. escape difficult groups in the past. They did it in 2014, with Klinsmann. And so, you know, if you get to the right side of the bracket, if things play out like they did, have done so far, I mean, no one saw Sweden as a team even getting out of their group. So for them to be one spot away from the semifinals, you know, it makes you wonder, you know, what could have been for the U.S. I think this U.S. men's national team is one that I kind of, you know, cap them at a quarterfinal appearance. With the young guys they have coming up, though, you know, you never know what could happen, especially with the World Cup coming in 2026. Back to the States, I think that could be a tournament where we see the U.S. go even further. So it certainly stinks not to have the U.S. in it. It makes you wonder what could have been. And
right.
I think it's a lesson that the players have learned that will you know, help them, help drive them more in the future to not experience something like that again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.